The Empire Brass with the canzona on the seventh tone. Giovanni Gabrielli, good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. We heard a little bit of the Telemann table music, suite in D major for trumpet before that. And next, now, on KPR, it's one of those great Opus 1 Handel violin sonatas. Here's the second one in F major with Iona Brown, the soloist here on KPR. All of those sonatas in Opus 1 by Handel are good, are great like that one. That was the second one in F, Iona Brown, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. And next we'll hear the second of the five Pomp and Circumstance marches that Elgar wrote, and Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 1. If you're listening through the internet, maybe you've already figured out that KPR 91.5 is off the air temporarily for some tower maintenance. There are men climbing the tower, and you wouldn't want 110,000 watts coursing through that thing if you were climbing it either. So for their safety, we have that tower off, but if you're in the Emporia, Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene, Salina area, or Chanute, you don't have to worry about it because we also have stations for each one of those places, and kansaspublicradio.org. Support for all this great classical music this morning on KPR comes from I2S. I2S at KU is developing and researching new technologies, educating technology professionals, and providing service to the region and nation. More at i2s-research.ku.edu. Here's the second Pomp and Circumstance March, Elgar on KPR. Andre Previn and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra on KPR for the second Pomp and Circumstance March. Next we have Felix Mendelssohn, a symphony number 1 he wrote when he was only 15 years old. Look forward to the Upstate Rag. It's a crazy piece for piano. In about half an hour after the 10 o'clock news, and then by John Williams, Nice to Be Around, from Cinderella Liberty. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, kansaspublicradio.org. And this afternoon, a short scherzo for orchestra by Gustav Holst to kick off the noon hour, followed by a concerto for clarinet by one of the teachers of Holst, Charles Villiers Stanford. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. Sometimes called the Birthday Symphony by Felix Mendelssohn because it was prepared for and performed at the 19th birthday of his sister Fanny Mendelssohn, who is also a composer. The Symphony No. 1 in C minor, Opus 11, from 1824, now on KPR. Imagine going to a family party where the family's 15-year-old wrote a piece of music for his sister's 19th birthday. Well, that's what happened in 1824 with Mendelssohn's first symphony. There it was with the National Symphony Orchestra of Ireland, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Intermezzo from Jewels of the Madonna by Wolf Ferrari, here on KPR.
From the inner workings of the government to the creatives making waves in the arts, Morning Edition lets you hear directly from people making headlines.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is with us.
That's writer and director Ava DuVernay.
I spoke recently with Billie Eilish and her brother / producer / co-writer Phineas.
Listen weekdays for conversations and stories that go deeper than sound bites on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us in the morning for the next Morning Edition right here on KPR with your host, Jay Schaefer. Good morning. It's 10 o'clock. This is KPR from KU, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. KansasPublicRadio.org. You can download our app for easy listening. Or remember, you can always remind your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up in just, 15 minutes or so, we'll be listening to some 800-year-old music by Hildegard von Bingen. When Aaron J. Kernis heard it in the 1980s, he was inspired to write his Musica Celestis, his string quartet, and we'll hear that also right after the Hildegard von Bingen and in this next hour on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Jones. Industrial average is now up nearly 42 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Schwab, with Schwab investing themes like artificial intelligence, renewable energy, or pet passion. Over 40 themes to invest in. Learn more at schwab.com. This is KPR. A KPR recording of the fine pianist August Anton, who only concertizes in new music. That was Carter Pan's Upstate Rag. He wrote that for a friend in upstate New York. Good morning, this is Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Next is an old piece by film composer John Williams. It's from Cinderella Liberty, a film from 1973, which isn't a retelling of the Cinderella story. Cinderella Liberty is Navy slang for when you're on leave, but you have to be back by midnight on the last day. The film, it starred Marsha Mason and James Caan, and it was about a sailor who falls in love with a prostitute, but finds it difficult to cope when she resumes her former lifestyle. Here's Nice to Be Around that John Williams wrote for that movie, and this is from a new CD out with Mutter's Virtuosi. Anna Sophie Mutter is the violinist here in her own arrangement of the John Williams tune. Nice to Be Around from Cinderella Liberty, music written by John Williams. That's Anna Sophie Mutter's own arrangement of it with her group Mutter's Virtuosi. It's from a 2023 Deutsche Grammophon album that she's made. Good morning, this is KPR, where support for classical music comes from Stoneback Appliance, 9th and Iowa in Lawrence. Locally owned and operated with over 50 years of sales and repairs. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, producing UP, UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at AfterTheHarvestKC.org. Next is 800-year-old music by Hildegard von Bingen that was discovered in the 1980s. Let's hear O Living Light, Votive for the Angels. This is Hildegard von Bingen on KPR. From 800 years ago, the music of Hildegard von Bingen, Living Light, with the ensemble, well, the Tapestry vocal ensemble. When composer Aaron J. Kernis heard that music in the 1980s, he was inspired to write this, his string quartet, Musica Celestis. Here it is now on Kansas Public Radio, played by the Lark Quartet. played by the Lark Quartet. That was a string quartet by Aaron J. Kernis. It's subtitled Musica Celestis. He was inspired to write it after he first heard the music of the composer Hildegard von Bingen, which we heard earlier this hour. Musica Celestis, string quartet by Kernis, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We'll have CFC Fasch, Carl Friedrich Christian Fasch, a trumpet concerto, right after the news, and then a Haydn piano sonata with excellent pianist Alfred Brendel, and then a Georg Philipp Telemann overture suite for two oboes, played by the King's Consort. All kinds of great music coming up throughout the morning and the afternoon, right here on KPR. Professor Emeritus Vince Ganoyak of saxophone at KU is featured in this week's Classics Live, accompanied by Ellen Summer. It's mostly modern pieces for sax, plus a special medley of tunes by George and Ira Gershwin. It's on Classics Live tomorrow night at 7 on all KPR 1 stations. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made, handcrafted furniture. Information online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. This is KPR.
Killers. Learning to live a normal life with a target on your back, on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Hear more about that, and along with many other stories, starting at 3 this afternoon for All Things Considered. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, checking out the weather before the news update, news headlines from NPR. 84 degrees right now in Lawrence, today staying sunny with a high near 89. Northwesterly winds, and tonight, 20% chance of rain, probably after 9 p.m. if it happens at all. A low of 67, and tomorrow, mostly sunny, again with a high near 89. Looks like the next chance of rain, well, let's see, not a mention throughout Tuesday, so looks like our only chance so far that's mentioned is tonight. We're on KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, and of course at KansasPublicRadio.org. It all makes up KPR.
Live from NPR.
NPR News, Dubai.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. This is KPR. A trumpet concerto from the Fasch family, Carl Friedrich Christian Fasch, with Christopher Warren Green and the Philharmonia Orchestra. Next is one of the piano sonatas by Franz Joseph Haydn. He wrote quite a few. In fact, this one is number 46 in C major. It's played for us now on Kansas Public Radio by Alfred Brendel. A live concert with Alfred Brendel playing in Salzburg. Looks like it was the August 15th of 1981. That's Alfred Brendel playing the piano sonata in C, the 46th sonata for piano by Franz Joseph Haydn. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. Usually on 91.5 Lawrence, that tower is being worked on. We have men on the tower. and you don't want 110,000 watts coursing through the thing when you're working on it. So for safety, it's off, but it should be back on today. Otherwise, you can listen through the internet, kansaspublicradio.org, through our app, or remember, you can tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Because you care. That's why you should donate to KPR today for unbiased, in-depth news, for inspiration and laughs, for thoughtful conversations and great music, and just for a more informed life. You are an essential part of the equation. Your contribution equals unparalleled local coverage, captivating storytelling, and a window to the world. Donate at support.kansaspublicradio.org. Raise your hand, stand up, count yourself in, and make a difference today. Do you have lunch ready? Well, Telemann wrote that for the table. That was his overture, suite in B-flat, Tafelmusik, or music for the table, played by the King's Consort on KPR.
KPR News, we're talking about what you're talking about.
Beyonce is not only revealing black cowboy culture, she's transforming country music forever.
Trying to understand the world.
What does this ceasefire proposal say?
And sometimes, annoying Jerry Seinfeld.
Are you seriously asking that?
Join us every weekday for a well-rounded start to your morning.
Join us in the morning for your well-rounded start with Jay Schaefer. Morning Edition is carried on Kansas Public Radio every weekday morning between 5 and 9 a.m. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. Jeff Watson's in from noon to 3 with more classics here on KPR. He's got a Gustav Holst scherzo and then a clarinet concerto by Charles Villiers Stanford before we hear the Romance for Viola by Max Bruch. Also, Schumann's piece for piano and orchestra called the Introduction and Allegro. Plus, Dvorak's string sextet in A is coming up. In the 1 o'clock hour, all kinds of classical treats with Jeff on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg, Junction City, Talmadge, and KANQ Chanute. They all make up KPR.
Live from NPR.